Good morning, Officer Allen. If you could please tell us, or if you could please spell your name, state, and spell it for the record.
Eric Allen. A-L-L-E-N.
If you could please tell us, who is your employer?
City of Low Plains Police Department.
How long have you been with the City of Low Plains Police Department?
Since July of 2000.
And what is your role with them?
I am currently assigned to the patrol unit, Graveyard.
Prior to that?
I started with the patrol division, and I worked 5 years in narcotics with the Special Operations Group, and I've been back on patrol for, I think, over 3 years.
Any other law enforcement experience?
I worked with the Sky Valley Police Department in the north end of the county as a patrol officer. I worked with the sheriff's office as a volunteer, with the sheriff's as a deputy sheriff, and I worked with Benson Security Police. And when I left there, I was a corporal field training officer.
What about training you have received specific to narcotics and narcotic detection?
In addition to the training you receive at the academy, the basic law enforcement academy, which talks about street drugs, the appearance, the packaging methods, the concealment methods, I attended a lot of narcotic training when I was with the Special Operations Group. I attended a two-week DEA basic course, which covered some the same things, but a little bit more in depth. Got to learn about street prices and how they change or fluctuate depending on what's going on. Learned a little bit about concealment methods, a lot about search and seizure and the ever-changing area of it. And in addition to the two-week DEA basic course, I attended a one-week clandestine methamphetamine lab training, some street crime investigations that's specifically related to vice crime investigations, which is what Special Operations Group was assigned to do, but we mostly did narcotics-related crime.
And both as a patrol officer, as well as a member of the Special Operations Group, have you ever encountered methamphetamine?
Countless times.
Have you ever encountered methamphetamine in a concealed form?
Many times.
What about paraphernalia used for methamphetamine? Have you ever encountered that?
Lots of different types of paraphernalia related to methamphetamine use.
Can you tell us about some of that paraphernalia?
Predominantly, you will see glass tubes, pipes, you'll see syringes. There are two main things that you'll see, but you will see straw sections of pen that have been cut to use methamphetamine by inhaling it. You will see different things that go along with use of methamphetamine, like tourniquets or rubber straps or shoelaces or belts. Alcohol swabs are commonly seen with those things, small tin cups, shot glasses, anything that can be used to put water in, to put the meth in, to dilute it, to put it into a needle. Those things are commonly seen together. Digital scales are commonly seen, and they will often have, most of the time, they will have methamphetamine residue or a drug residue on it. Those are some of the main things that you'll see with methamphetamine or IV drug users.
Have you had any training or experience with regards to determining if someone is under the influence of a narcotic?
Yes, training and experience with that. Both of those things together certainly help quite a bit, but with the methamphetamine, you learn about what to see, what to look for when somebody is on a stimulant. It's pretty typical. Fidgeting, you will see signs within the eyes, within the pupils, the constriction or dilation of the pupils that's specific to meth.